31 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets on this Thursday morning. Let's bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And it looks like the grain market's off for the day. And I don't mean off as in prices are lower. I mean off in running higher. Beans are definitely leading the upside. Meal is pushing pretty hard as well. The corn market right now is about unchanged, however, with March corn at 356.5 unchanged, while new crop December's at 390 unchanged. 389.5 unchanged. It appears to me that it was all about spread activity somewhat earlier this week. The funds have been huge buyers, probably just covering shorts in the corn and the wheat, maybe getting out of an awful lot of their short positions in the beans, maybe even turning just a hair long. We had a strong finish to the corn market yesterday. Today, it looks like we're struggling just a bit. There's no new talk about Argentine weather issues, and that's kind of put a lid on this corn market. We are at the very high side of about a 20-cent trading range that we've been locked into, it seems like, forever. On the bean side, Brian, the March beans are 6 cents higher at 9.98 1/4, while the Novembers are at 10.12 1/2. They're up a nickel. Meal market, again, is offering awfully good support. Keep in mind that any hiccups in Argentine bean production means less meal into the world market since they're big exporters of meal. The March meal is at $3.45.30. That's up $3.30, while the bean oil is 8 cents higher, March at $32.76. The wheat markets traded to both sides of unchanged. We're now just about 0.75 cents higher in the March at 4.33 3/4, with the July new crop 4.58 3/4, up a half. Again, the wheat market has gotten some traction this week. It's primarily because of a big drop in the U.S. dollar. It's been down a relentless amount. Keep in mind that a weaker dollar typically translates into higher interest costs, and I think people are looking that inflation is going to be edging back into this market. On the feeder cattle side of things, GM feeders go off the board today. We do have a cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. A huge rise in open interest in the cattle over the last couple of days. The April live cattle at 125.42 are up 27 cents. The March feeders 146.60 up 20. The hogs came back real strong at the close on the Aprils yesterday. They're down about 7 cents this morning at 75.62. Again, this has been a market that's really traded off this weak dollar all week. Yesterday's huge up gap in the gold market is taking a little breather today. We're down about $3 in the gold, but the crude market continues to smoke higher, above $66 a barrel again today. $66.12, up 52 cents in the marches right now. The Brazilian real has been stronger versus the dollar. That gives us a good position to export beans and also corn into the world market. We're a little cheaper right now at the Gulf than in any of the Brazilian ports. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Appreciate that update on the commodities here on this Thursday. It's 9 o'clock and 32 degrees. Let's see what's happening with current conditions across the WIOL listening area this morning. In Bloomington, fair skies 31 degrees, south wind gusting up to 24 miles per hour. 33 degrees right now in Decatur, 28 in Danville, 32 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, and 28 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 48 degrees and a south wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour.